Welcome to the 510 podcast. I'm Heidi Matheson, and my goal in the next 5 to 10 minutes is to bring you some encouragement from the Word of God and to do what Paul tells us to do in Ephesians 5 verse 10, to find out what pleases the Lord. Together, let's strengthen our faith through the Word of God. The book of Philippians is probably one of my favorite of Paul's letters to the early church. It's an encouraging letter. Paul has been blessed by the Philippian Christians, and he's letting them know that he is grateful for them. He tells them things like, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." And he says, "How greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ." He calls them his joy and his crown. You can definitely feel Paul's love for this group of people. And as a result, I think the things that he has to say to them are really important. In chapter 1 of Philippians, Paul tells them that he prays for them with all joy, but then goes on to say in chapter 2, "Fulfill my joy," or "make my joy complete." So what is he asking them to do in order to make his joy complete? Let's read chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 in the NIV version. "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." There are two things that Paul's highlighting here: unity and humility. He's asking the Philippian Christians to be unified in love and like-minded. Now, this does not mean that they all have to be carbon copies of one another. It just means that they all have to have a common goal, sharing the love of Jesus with the world, living according to his teachings, becoming more like him. He's also asking the Philippian Christians to be humble, to prefer others above themselves, ensuring that there is no selfish ambition in their words or their deeds. And the greatest example that we have of this humility is Jesus himself. Paul goes on to say in verse 6 that Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. So Jesus focused on the greatness of God, not on his own equal status with God. Consistently, Jesus pointed people to the Father and put the needs of others first. In verse 7, Paul tells us that Jesus made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Jesus, the Son of God, God himself, humbled himself to become a servant rather than elevating himself above others, which he was actually in a position to do. And then in verse 8, Paul says that Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus was obedient to the extreme. He gave up his physical life out of obedience to the Father. Now let's compare these traits of Jesus with modern life. How many bosses or leaders, managers, high-ranking politicians do you know of who will choose to downplay their positions, who will choose to not use their positions and rankings to their own advantage? How many important people do you know who will humble themselves and choose to serve others rather than prove to the world how great they are? How many do you know who would live a sacrificial life out of obedience to God? Jesus teaches us, and Paul exposes us to this way of life that is completely opposite to what the world today would tell us to do. Success in today's world is all about climbing the ladder, accumulating wealth, becoming well-known, looking important. But that's not the way Jesus teaches us to live. And if we're really honest, Jesus' way is the harder way. It's much harder to put others first, to sacrifice our own comforts, to swallow our pride and let humility reign. But Paul goes on to encourage us in verse 13 with these wonderful words. He says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." So, God gives us instructions for how to live. Then he gives us a living example through his Son. And then he works in us to enable us to live as he's called us to live. And all of this is to fulfill his good purpose. Not a purpose that is good for him, but a purpose that is good for us and good for others. Now, I know that relationships can be hard work. Marriages, family relationships, friendships, work relationships, even relationships within the church. But when we put all of these things into practice, when we live opposite to how the world lives in unity and humility, when we follow the example of Jesus, our interaction in all of these relationships becomes a little bit easier. We don't get so angry or upset when we don't get our own way because we're preferring others. We're seeing the bigger picture of God's good purpose. Friends, our encouragement today is to be a unified body of believers, all working together for the good of the gospel of Jesus rather than our own selfish ambition, working towards becoming more like him, which means laying down our rights, laying down our pride, looking at how we can help others, how we can serve others and do good towards others. Paul tells us in another one of his letters to the Galatians, in Galatians 6 verse 9, he says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Friends, if we are planted within a family of believers, whether it's a church or a small group, and each of us is looking out for the needs of others, then everyone is being cared for and looked after. That's unity. That's humility. And it's countercultural, but it draws others to Jesus. And that's our ultimate goal. Thanks for listening to the 510 podcast. I really hope you were encouraged today. I'd love it if you would take a moment to rate the 510 podcast on your favorite podcast player. And if you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with a friend.